Just a couple notes. I was pleased that we got the win. I didn't think it certainly wasn't our best effort. I thought we made a lot of mistakes in a lot of areas, and those are things that, starting with me, we've got to do a better job with, especially the reoccurring mistakes. I thought from a penalty standpoint, we had 8 for 59 yards. We'll look at the tape and try to make those corrections. I thought we did do a few things better in the second half. We forced them to become a little bit more one-dimensional. We were able to score, kind of put a little distance in the fourth quarter with the lead. But overall, like I said at the beginning, it was good to get the win. And yet there's a handful of things that that we've got to get cleaned up. Any questions?
Sean, how, I guess, the turning point when they took the lead, how crucial was it with back-to-back touchdown drives?
Well, I mean, those are important. Up until that point, we had done just a number of things poorly. And credit Buffalo, they made, you know, the plays there when they needed to and went ahead. You know, we just looked sloppy, I thought, in all areas, all three areas. And that starts with me and the staff and then right through the players. We just we got to look closely at the last two times we've come out now to play, be it New England and then here, first halves weren't very good. So we've got to get that cleaned up.
Sean, what can you say about Jimmy Bowen?
You know, I thought he did a good job and handled kind of our plan pretty well. You know, he did a good job during the week with the rehab, and Friday was able to practice on a limited basis. It's a foot injury, and it was one in which that didn't involve swelling or, you know, so the risk of any re-injury was no different today than it would be 3 weeks from today, 7 weeks from today, or 10 weeks from today. It was just a matter of, you know, can he function, can he move in and out of a cut. He was able to during a pregame workout like we talked about, and we kept him up and put him in a certain number of packages, but not as normal snap count. So, but it worked well. I thought he handled it well. He had a good pregame workout, so I was pleased.
Sean, talk about the pass rush today, and especially the job Junior Gillette.
Well, I want to look at the tape from a numbers standpoint. You know, we were able to have 4 sacks. We had 1 interception. The ball was out a couple of times, which I thought helped us. But I want to see the tape before commenting on like a specific person.
You were talking about the taking the lead, but Carr's play on their tight end to prevent the touchdown. I'm sorry about the effort he made on that.
Yeah, look, I thought we had good effort at times today, and yet there were times where we just didn't put it together consistently enough, and we made some silly mistakes. We had problems substitution-wise. I told you we had problems with the penalties. Kick return still. There's just a handful of things that are troublesome, and yet you feel good about getting the win. And I said that at the beginning, and it's the same thing to the team. So we've just got to iron some of those things out. But obviously, the finish and the effort on that play was important.
Even though there were some of these things, I mean, I'm sure you're pleased, though, being able to get this happen and win, you know,
it
can't be all
gloom,
right?
No, listen. I just finished saying that. You know, I'm pleased we won. So,
Coach, do you feel like you're getting your stature, your confidence back gradually?
I don't understand the question. Are you talking about our team or me?
Yeah, your team. Your ball.
Not after the way we played today. No, that's just after what I've just been sitting here saying for the last 10 minutes. I think there's a lot of things we got to get cleaned up. So we came off a tough loss last week, and I thought we didn't play our best game today. So, no. Sorry.
Coach, the back-to-back ball starts on Drew in the first half. That was a little unusual. What was your...
Yeah, I think that's one of those tough ones. We'll look at it, but it's a tough one that may be with one crew interpreted one way, with another crew interpreted another way. It's frustrating because we've kind of gone through a sequence like that at New England in a fourth down and, you know, kind of one of those hard counts. And, you know, we had forced a bunch of people offsides on defense. We ended up having it called on us. So it was frustrating the next time we're out that we ended up with the penalty on us. So we'll look at it on film and kind of address it.
Coach, talk about Kenny Steele and his ability.
He's been consistent for a rookie. He's very smart, and he's been at the tail end of a lot of big plays now. And I think that consistency is important. We've seen him get behind defenses. We've seen him make plays kind of in the last one tonight, today, you know, where it was kind of equal, if you will, and he's got a pretty good focus. Those are some guys have a knack for making that type of catch, and we've been pleased with his progress. And I think I said this the other day in the production meeting, I think both Kenny and Nick, I know they did, benefited from the amount of preseason snaps they had, not only snaps, but snaps with Drew in the first group during the preseason. I think that is something that helped them and helped their development. But, you know, he made some big plays today. We'll see it on film. Yeah, those are so quickly, you know, we'll see it on tape tomorrow. I mean, it just happened too fast to really have an opinion now.
Does Kenny Stills play maybe a little smarter or a little more headsy than you might expect out of a rookie?
It would be an asset. I mean, it'd be a strength, you know, when you start, and those are some of the things maybe you can't scout either. And so when a player arrives, there's some guys that have really good football instincts that, you know, there are a number of decisions oftentimes that take place during a play that you may not be able to simulate in practice. And very typically, someone who's got good football instincts does the right thing. He's one of those guys that can play different spots, and he's got a pretty good feel. So that's a good thing. And we've been fortunate to have a number of receivers like that. I think very big. You know, we got the early score with him. He's got a very good feel for situationally. I mean, we just finished this topic of being smart at receiver, and he's another one of those players that knows all the positions, very comfortable playing them. We had X number of plays with him up, maybe not as many as normally we would, and yet he, you know, coming off of a pretty good break here, you know, very similar to what we did with Jimmy, but just in a different fashion. With Jimmy, it was just going to be about, you know, could he function the way we were used to seeing him? It wasn't about re-injury or anything like that. You know, it was really more, can he go out and run and plant without the pain prohibiting him from doing so? So, but I thought the play Lance had early on was important for us, and he's been a important part of our offense.
Coach, 7 games in, that roster you start the year with is now becoming this team. Are you finding out what you need to find out about this team moving forward?
Well, we've got a lot of, obviously, look, we've got a lot of games ahead of us. We just, up until this week, we're third through the season. There's a lot of things I think you see taking place you got to pay attention to and address. See some good things that you're pleased with, but there are a number of things that we've got to get cleaned up, and we've got to focus on. You know, start with me, and there's just a handful of things that I think aren't up to speed or where we'd like to be.
What are the biggest things?
Well, look, when you have 8 penalties, when you have 10 guys on offense, or 10 guys on defense, or you can't get the right amount of people on the field, and those are things that certainly go against saying you have your swagger. Those are things that are troubling, and those are things that can cost you against. It cost Minnesota in an NFC championship game against us, 10 guys in a huddle or 12 guys in the huddle. And so that keeps coming up and up and up. Those are things that we've got to make corrections. We've got to get it squared away.
Coach,